The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello, good day. Welcome. Welcome to the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Welcome to the opportunity to learn something new. You know me, I'm your host, Misty Young, right here on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. We're coming at you from Brookings Harbor, Oregon, the gateway of the great Pacific Northwest. This is the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and truly the nicest people you'll ever meet. Now, I'm not interviewing any of those wonderful, nice people today. We're going to talk about nutrition. In the meantime, before we get started, I'd like to say thank you to all the people behind the scenes here at KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, and the folks who put our podcast up on the World Wide Web so that you can enjoy it from wherever you are in the world. So thank you to our production team, to our recording engineers, our sound engineers, our editors, our publishers, all those folks behind the scenes that help make this a professional broadcast. We appreciate you and we salute you. So, hi! Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. We are going to pick back up in nutrition because, you know, the bottom line is it's the thing I'm all about. I freaking love nutrition. I love it. And I know I rant about it. So if you've been with me on my rants and my little, sometimes my voice goes, thanks for being here for that. I appreciate it. The bottom line is I love health. When it really comes right down to it, this is not about being anti-anything. It's about being pro-health. It's about being pro-human kindness. It's about being pro-animal compassion. It's about being pro-being able to move around, about being pro-comfortable in your body. You know, just a few years ago, I was literally in a body that was pretty substantially overweight, and I know if you've listened in on the Ocean Mist Power Hour before, you've heard this. Not only was I substantially overweight, I was having heart palpitations, and I was working out in a gym, and I had these shoulder pains, like bad pains, like right in the joint of my shoulder. Like if I wanted to reach up, it hurt. If I wanted to reach back, it hurt. If I needed to scratch the itch right in between my shoulder blades, you know, that part where you have to sort of turn your arm inside out, reach up deep under your neck to get to it, it sort of hurt. And so my trainer was, I had a personal trainer. He was showing me all kinds of stretches and this and that. One thing I never did was know what my diet was doing inside my body. And that's the part about nutrition that I find so amazing. Most of us don't know. Most of us don't know. And so when you hear me griping and moaning and getting all mad about it, I'm only mad because I feel like we're suckers for industry. We're being put up to this by an industry that really doesn't care whether we're healthy or not. In fact, they're making money on both ends of the transaction of our health to disease to treatment to death. So, right, you're born healthy. Most people are born healthy. We get diseases in the process of living. A lot of those diseases come on through our environment. Remember what you always hear me say, every bite of food we take or beverage that we sip is either fighting disease or feeding disease. You wouldn't drink kerosene. You just wouldn't do it because you know it's a chemical cocktail that will hurt you. I mean, if you even think about kerosene and the idea of putting it in your mouth, you know it's going to burn your mouth immediately. You would be like, no, Misty, I'm not even going to try kerosene. No, I know it will hurt me. I won't even try it. But what happens is we just automatically, because our culture, our society, the world we live in says animal proteins are fine for you. In fact, they're encouraged to us. So what are we doing to the internal environment, the chemical composition of our own bodies when we ingest these animal proteins? I'm going to tell you what, we're hurting ourselves. We're hurting ourselves in a big, big way. And I want to encourage you to say, I have deep compassion for you because you know what? It is not easy to one day wake up and say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm no longer going to participate in animal proteins. I'm not going to put those things in my body. It's hard. If you think I'm going to sit over here and go, oh, it's easy, you can do it. Yeah, it actually is a decision that you make and you stay with. Once you realize, once you feel the sense of vibrancy in your body, there's no way to deny it. So all these cultural traditions are stuck in your mind. Well, we always have turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, we always eat ham for Easter. Oh, we always have a leg of lamb for name the holiday. Oh, we always have hamburgers and hot dogs for 4th of July, right? And what else do we always have? Diabetes, obesity, inflammation, cancer, heart disease. Heart disease, the single number one killer of men and women, at least in the U.S., the single number one killer of men and women in the U.S. is heart disease. Now, here's a really interesting concept. The only diet, the only strategy, drugs don't do this, surgery doesn't do this. The only proven method to not only treat heart disease, but reverse it is taking animal proteins out of your diet. Animal proteins are a chemical carcinogen that we are adding into our diets. Don't take my word for it. Yes, I'm a nutrition nerd. Yes, I'm a science geek. No, I'm not a doctor. No, I'm not a scientist. I'm always coming at you as someone who is fascinated with and interested in and incredibly motivated by what I can do and what I can share with you about excellent, vibrant health. So what else do these animal proteins do when they get into our bodies? They cause inflammation. Now, we've talked about inflammation a great deal already, but we're going to keep talking about it. Why? Because it's critical to reduce inflammation in our bodies if we want that vibrant health. You know, recently, I had a chance to be at a little event, a chili cook-off, as a matter of fact. And of course, it was, you know, a chili cook-off usually means there's, well, beef, for one thing. Sometimes people make a white chili with, you know, turkey, ground turkey or something in it. But there were those two kinds of chilies in the chili cook-off. There was also an elk chili, a venison chili. And I don't know if elk and venison are the same thing. I don't think they are. I think venison is deer. And I think elk is, well, it's elk. And then the guy that won, his chili was bear chili. Bear chili. Bear chili. That is freaking me out. No, I didn't taste it. And I kind of was like, wow, like, where do you even get bear chili? To put in bear chili. Well, you go hunt it. I just crushed my feelings. I was like, oh my God, no. I mean, recently I was up in the mountains and I was hiking with Gary and we came upon a bear paw, just a paw. There were no other parts of the bear, just a paw. And the size of that paw was about the size of my back of my shoulder. So I mean, think about how big your back of your shoulder is, your shoulder blade and that whole big section. Like I'm opening, I'm a big woman, I'm a tall woman. I'm 5'11", and I'm opening my hand in front of my face as big as I can get it. It was at least that big. It was huge. And it was really fresh, and it hurt my feelings. You know, I was just like, man, I mean, well, what happened to just have a bear paw all by itself there, first of all? That was kind of freaky. Anyway, of course, I entered my vegan chili in the chili cook-off, and of course, I didn't win. It was tasty, though. It was really tasty. I was completely vegan. It had, you know, pinto beans and kidney beans, all kinds of awesome spices and corn and greens. It had collard greens. Thanks to my good friend Sherry, who grows them in her yard, they were fabulous, homegrown, organic collard greens that were cut up and put in the chili. You know, more spices. And then I actually used a product, a beefless ground beef product that was made with textured soy and all kinds of stuff. The chili was amazing. I brought it home after the chili cook-off, converted it into burritos, put those in my freezer. I'm like, I'm all stoked up about it. But what would bear or elk or venison or ground turkey or beef do inside your body? What might those things do? Well, they create inflammation because they're animal proteins. Animal proteins don't mix with the chemical cocktail of human blood. So I'm going to visit with you. And we're going to talk about this, and we're going to use nutritionfacts.org, of course, because Dr. Greger is my hero. Now, anytime in the next couple of weeks or so, by December 10th, his brand new book, How Not to Diet, is coming out. And Dr. Greger, as you know, grew up with a grandmother he loved and adored. She, at the age of 65, was diagnosed with end-stage heart disease. The doctors pretty much said, go home and die. There's nothing more we can do for you after multiple surgeries and stents and all kinds of stuff. And she found Nathan Pritikin's work. She went out to Nathan Pritikin's center. She went on to live an additional 31 years on the planet. after adopting a plant-based whole foods lifestyle. And so Dr. Greger went ahead and went into medicine and then began to really focus on whole food plant-based living and has become truly one of the leading experts in the whole world on the planet, encouraging people to go whole food plant-based. Why? Because your interior matters. What you put in your mouth matters. It matters a lot. And you've heard me say this. You know, what's on the end of your fingers or at the end of your fork, the food that goes into your face matters a whole lot. Ultimately, when it comes to the function of your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your stomach, your pancreas, your endothelial lining, all these things are affected by what we put in our bodies. And if we're putting into our bodies fruits and vegetables and antioxidants and proteins from broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, shoot, even fruits have protein in them, a tiny amount, tiny amount. What fruits have that's even better is this amazing fructose that goes in and bathes your cells. It bathes your cells and it unlocks potential in your body for healing and energy. And in just a few days of eating in a plant-based, whole food plant-based lifestyle, you will not believe how great you can feel. Now, Dr. Greger says about inflammation that inflammation may play a role in premature aging, periodontal disease, obesity, skin aging, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, and inflammatory bowel diseases such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, among many other chronic health concerns. I just named a bunch of the top ones, didn't I? Antioxidant-rich diets appear to protect against stroke by preventing the circulation of oxidized fats in the bloodstream that may damage the sensitive walls of small blood vessels in the brain. They can also help decrease artery stiffness, prevent blood clots from forming, and lower blood pressure and inflammation. Now, what is an antioxidant-rich diet? Well, surprise, surprise, ding, 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 it's a plant-based diet. Woohoo! We're going to talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, whereas all whole food plants may have anti-inflammatory effects, some plants are better than others. High antioxidant fruits and vegetables such as berries and greens have been found to douse systemic inflammation significantly better than the same number of servings of more common low antioxidant fruits and veggies such as banana and lettuce. So if you love bananas, which I do, have bananas a few times a week in my oatmeal, and then just whenever I feel like it, if there's a banana on the counter, bam, that banana's in me. I'm like, hey, banana, you and me, we're going down. Get in my belly. And, you know, I'm just telling you right now, I like my iceberg lettuce. I do. Everybody goes, well, there's no nutritional value in iceberg lettuce. But not so true. There is nutritional value. There's a lot of water there. There's a lot of fiber there. May not be a lot of nutrition packed in it, but that's why I put other things in my salads like legumes, chickpeas, pinto beans, radishes, cucumbers, carrots, broccoli. I mean, I make these amazing colorful salads. You can make those too. So Dr. Greger says, research dating back half a century suggests tart cherries are so anti-inflammatory that they can be used to successfully treat a painful type of arthritis called gout. Wow. You know what's really cool about that? Gary, I've told you before, my husband Gary, I'm outing him, I'm ratting him out. Yeah, I always tell him, like I go home, I'm like, dude, I ratted you out today on the radio show. He's like, it's cool. I'm okay with that as long as you're, you know, using that information to help people, maybe give them some information that can be useful to them. So I'm ratting him out. He had gout. If you've listened to this show at all before, you've heard us talk about it or you've heard me talk about it, that he stubbed his toe one day. We were out for a walk and he stubbed his toe. And the next day we go to the doc and he thinks his toe is broken. And she's like, yeah, it's gout. And he's like, no, lady, did you not hear me? I stubbed my toe. It's broken. Okay, Gary, appreciate that. I'm pretty sure it's gout. Long story short, it's gout. And he was stunned, shocked. And we had heard about cherries. He was still eating meat at the time. So I went vegan about 8 years ago, and Gary went vegan probably only 2 years ago. When I went vegan, I said, hey, buddy, I love you big time. I've been cooking for you for 32 years. I'm not cooking meat anymore, ever. I taught him how to cook a few things. And so if he wanted meat, he had to cook it himself. I would make all the other things, but he had to cook his own meat. And so he kind of went a little off, you know. He said, well, I'm not going to eat, you know, red meat anymore. Pretty much went, he swore off of pork and beef, although he still has an occasional In-N-Out burger. Even back then he did. But he said, well, you know, chicken and turkey's healthy. And I'm going to eat a lot of chicken and turkey. And boy, did he. Like he would go out and buy that Jenny O fat-free turkey, ground turkey, or he would buy those boneless, skinless chicken breasts. But what he would do, this was the crazy part, he would cook up 4 chicken breasts and then he would eat them all in one sitting, in one night. I'm like, dude, that's not healthy. Well, it's chicken, it's not beef or pork. I'm like, well, I don't think that's very healthy. So he kind of went nuts on the chicken and turkey, ate a lot of it. Well, I'm having sausage, but it's turkey sausage. Okay, note to self, check the casing. You can do this too. Check the casing on your turkey sausage, your favorite turkey sausage. I don't know if whispering will show up, but I'm going to try it anyway. Ready? Check the casing. It's pork. The casing is usually pork. Ew, gross. Ew. Oh my gosh. So yeah, so cherries. So we go out and we get Gary some cherry juice. Like you can buy tart cherry juice. Dude, if you have gout, you can go down to Fred Meyer right now and buy tart cherry juice and put an ounce of it in some water and guzzle it. Put another ounce in some water and guzzle it. It's fast. It acts really, really fast. Dr. Greger says that cherries can reduce the level of inflammation among healthy people too, as measured by a drop in C-reactive protein levels. Now that's an advanced biomarker test that you can get. And you know what? I encourage you, go get some blood work done. Don't wait for your doctor to say, Mabel, you need some blood work. Don't wait. Know your numbers. You know what? If you know your numbers, you can take charge of your health and fitness. You can have the vibrant health and fitness that you want when you know your numbers. Ooh, and I just realized I left something hanging and I'm coming back to it right now. Ready? We're at this chili cook-off. And it's not just, you know, all these meats and everything. What I noticed was, here I am, I'm 58 years old, just had my birthday, yay, verily. Congratulations, happy birthday me. And I'm on the floor, sitting on the floor, rolling around with the little babies because, you know, the place where I was, there's a lot of new moms there and there's a lot of little babies there. And they're in a place where they don't have a lot of family support. So, you know, family isn't nearby necessarily. They may be all the way across the country. So here's a grandma. I'm a grandma. And I love little babies and I love being of service to people. So I got on the floor and I played with the kids. And here's what I noticed. No pain in moving around. No knee pain, no hip pain, no shoulder pain, no pain. It was really evident to me that it was easy for me to get up and down off the floor in my 58-year-old body. Now, I'm not going to say that's exclusively due to my exceptional nutrition. And I do want to say, I'm going to go ahead and congratulate myself. I do have exceptional nutrition. I work at it. I decide to do it and I do it every day. And, you know, I make it my business to have exceptional nutrition. But the other thing that I've been doing, and it feels so good, I've been doing a lot of yoga, and I've been doing a lot of cardio exercise. So I get on an elliptical, and I don't want to hear like, oh, I can't afford it. Dude, I bought an elliptical trainer from Facebook for $90. Like somebody had an elliptical on Facebook for $90. So I was like, I got to have that. And then somebody else had a Pilates machine on, it wasn't on Facebook, it was on like Nextdoor or something. And she wanted $125 for it. And I said, hey, if you don't have to deliver it, if it can fit in my hatchback, because I drive a hatchback, would you take $100 for it? Yes. So now I've got an elliptical and a Pilates machine. That was less than $200 for both of those outrageous pieces of equipment. And then, if that's not enough, in the third position in my office upstairs where I do all my nutritionfacts.org geekery, there is a tall desk, a stand-up desk, and underneath it is a treadmill. Now, it's not the kind of treadmill that goes super fast or can go high or low or whatever. It's not programmable. It's either on or off. And it can be on as 5 miles per hour or on as 2 miles per hour. So I've been doing a lot of those things. And, you know, you might be on the show going, wow, you know, she's just going on and on and on. I'm explaining a lifestyle. I'm hoping what you're hearing is that this is doable. I already told you it's not easy to just say, oh, I'm going to go plant-based tomorrow. I'm going to do it. Even my own daughter, who I was talking with recently, she said, you know, Mom, you've been such a light to our family, which made me feel so good because I want to be a light to my family. She said, I am woke and my family is woke and we understand and we're moving in that direction and we eat very little animal proteins these days. And she said, but even I am not sure what to do next. Like, I know we're going there, Mom. I know we're going to go there. I know we're going to go whole food, plant-based, but even I don't know what to do exactly. And to be very fair and frank, A piece of me wanted to put my house on the market, sell all my stuff, and move back to Reno so I could just become a private chef for my kids and their kids. Because you know what? I want to be a light to my family, but I also want to be a light in the world. And what I'm discovering is this message is getting out there. People are hearing it. I've had some folks come to me and say, wow, I listened to your thing on rheumatoid arthritis, for example. And someone else came and said, I've been hearing all your stuff. You know, yeah, you're a little rantish and yeah, you kind of go a little nutty, but wow, you know, I learned a few things. And I've had a few people who have, one guy in particular, like literally, completely, truly went plant-based. Boom, done. Just like that. I'm like, wow. And his results have been undeniable. And your results can be undeniable. That's the thing that's amazing. Your results will speak volumes because your health will begin to improve immediately. Like people think, well, I don't have 6 months to figure it out. Dude, you need 6 days. Your body begins to repair itself overnight. Overnight, until you start injuring it again the next morning with ham, bacon, sausage, cooked in eggs with cheese. Like, don't do that. Get up the next morning and have some oatmeal with blueberries on top of it. Throw in some hemp seeds and some ground up flax seeds and your body will go, oh! Could you see the sun shining and the rainbows and the puffy clouds when I said, oh! I don't know. I could see all of that. It was all vibrating. Oh, gosh. Dr. Greger says, a note of caution. For the same reason that high doses of anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin should be avoided during the third trimester of pregnancy, cocoa, berries, and other foods high in anti-inflammatory polyphenols should only be eaten in moderation in late pregnancy. Now, most of the folks that are listening to the Ocean Mist Power Hour are not pregnant, but do keep that in mind, okay? Doc Greger says, studies have shown that consuming more fruits and vegetables may not only halt progression of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, such as emphysema and chronic bronchitis, but appears to improve lung function. And risks of suffering from allergic asthma may be cut in half by eating 2 or more servings of vegetables a day. Come on, guys. How many times have you heard somebody say, eat your vegetables? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Why not take it to heart and say, wow, you know, maybe there's something to this whole you are what you eat thing. What if it's true? What if it's true? What if it's true that you are what you eat and the misery that we're eating, the misery we're eating from, I'm going there, from slaughtered animals. What about the misery from slaughtered animals, their lifestyles, their conditions, and this so-called humane slaughter process? There's no such thing as humanity in the slaughtering. There's none. So what if it's true that the misery we're eating is causing misery in our bodies? Don't you think COPD would be miserable? Diabetes, miserable? Heart disease, cancer, miserable, miserable? Wow, what about our mental health? Dr. Greger says, components in certain foods may increase the risk of depression, such as arachidonic acid, that is blamed for potentially impairing mood by inflaming the brain. What? Wow. The top 5 sources of this inflammation-promoting compound in the American diet are, get ready, this is arachidonic acid. Ready? Top 5 sources in this diet are chicken, eggs, beef, pork, and fish. Wow. Like, did you do any of that this week? A lot of people would be able to say they did that yesterday alone. That they had all 5 of those things yesterday alone. Chicken, eggs, beef, pork, and fish. That would be an easy thing to do in one day on the standard American diet. He says, although chicken and eggs alone contribute more than the other top sources combined. So there are data suggesting that people with higher levels of arachidonic acid in their blood may end up at a significantly higher risk of suicide and episodes of major depression. Overall, those eating the standard American diet, Dr. Greger says, may consume about 9 times more arachidonic acid than those eating plant-based diets. Whoa. Wow. Oh my gosh. Is that mind-blowing? It is to me. And you know, thanks for tuning in here on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial or wherever you're at in the whole wide world on the podcast, on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. You know, we've talked about a lot of things here from water safety and our U.S. Coast Guard and what they do and who they are and where to find sources of good organic foods and that kind of thing. And, you know, we've talked about leadership development and growth and personal growth and development. We've talked about so many things, but nothing in my mind beats health. Nothing beats it. Because you know what? It doesn't matter how much money you have in the world. If you're not healthy, what good is it? If you're a multimillionaire and you're suffering, oh, you got the nicest hospital bed in the world. Yay, verily, yay for you. But you're suffering? You're facing end of life with tons of money in the bank and no vibrance, no health, no ability to walk on the beach. Have you walked on our beaches lately? They're gorgeous. We live in one of the most beautiful places in the world here in Brookings Harbor. People save up and come see the Oregon coast. They save up a whole lifetime to come see it one time. And if you live here in Brookings Harbor, you live here. You can see it every day. You can go walk on the beach. You can check out the haystacks. You can hike on Harris Beach. There's an awesome overlook on Harris Beach that if you're healthy enough to get to the top of that little hill, it's a stunning view. And you can have that. You know, Dr. Greger says that researchers have shown that a more plant-based diet may help prevent, treat, or reverse some of our leading causes of death, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't that be the diet of default? If that's true, researchers have shown that a plant-based diet may help prevent, treat, or reverse some of our leading causes of death, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't that be the default diet? Shouldn't it? Wouldn't it be better for you if you're dealing with any of those things, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, or high blood pressure, or obesity, or cancer, or any of the other heinous diseases we're talking about with a baseline of inflammation as part of it? Wouldn't it make sense to just try it? How hard could it be? What if you just tried it? What if you said, you know what? I could do anything for 2 weeks. I could do anything for 2 weeks. I guarantee you, I am literally going to guarantee you that if you went completely plant-based for 2 weeks, you would feel so unbelievably energetic and alive and vibrant. You would kick yourself if you went back to your old ways. You would. I'm telling you, and I'm really seriously saying, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to have great health. I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to reverse every disease you ever had. I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to go in 2 weeks from sucky health to perfect health. But what I am saying is, in 2 weeks, you will feel excellent. You will feel very different. Very, very different. It's amazing. Interventional studies of plant-based diets have shown, for example, Dr. Greger says 90% reductions in angina attacks within just a few weeks. That's heart pain. Plant-based diet intervention groups have reported greater diet satisfaction than control groups, as well as improved digestion, increased energy, and better sleep, and significant improvement in their physical functioning, general health, vitality, and mental health. What about this? Studies have shown plant-based eating can improve not only body weight, blood sugar levels, and ability to control cholesterol, but also emotional states, including depression, anxiety, fatigue, sense of well-being, and daily functioning. Wow! If you could do that with just a plant-based diet, wouldn't you want to? So, here's a couple of things that you can do. One, get on your phone, go to the App Store, and look up something called the Daily Dozen. That's Dr. Greger's app. Now remember, Dr. Greger puts everything of his out in the whole world for nonprofit. He puts most of it out for free. His books you got to buy. All the profit from his books goes to charity. But this app called the Daily Dozen, it's Dr. Greger's Daily Dozen. It's from nutritionfacts.org. Go put it on your phone. This is how easy it is. He shows you what are the Daily Dozen that he thinks you ought to have every single day for vibrant health. Coming back to this idea that plant-based eating can improve not only body weight, blood sugar levels, the ability to control cholesterol, and emotional states, including depression, anxiety, fatigue, sense of well-being, and daily functioning. Bam! Don't you want that in your life? I do. I do. I want that. And you know what I say? What am I here to do on this planet? What are you here to do on this planet if not get what you want? If you're not here to get what you want, what are you here for? Well, I know another thing I'm here for. I'm here to get what I want, and I'm here to serve people. And one way I can serve people is helping them see they have the key to their own health and functioning and vibrancy in their life. And the key is their mouth. You know, if you can control what you put in your mouth, can you imagine all the other things you can control in your life? If you can get to that basic level of control, you know, the hardest kind of leadership is self-leadership. Wouldn't it be bogus if I got on here and I said, oh, you know, eat a plant-based diet and then you see me at McDonald's eating a Big Mac? Wouldn't that be terrible? Hey, guess what? I used to love Big Macs. You know what else I loved? Do you remember Bob's Big Boy? Oh my God. I'd go to Bob's Big Boy. I would get the whole Big Boy meal. I would get two salads with extra blue cheese dressing and a chocolate shake. I used to eat that. That's what I used to eat. I thought I was being healthy because I got two salads with extra blue cheese dressing. But wouldn't you feel like that was fraudulent if I was here trying to tell you, you know, go plant-based and this and that, and then you see me eating that way? You'd be like, well, that's just crazy town, lady. Like, that's not real. But I'll tell you what is real. It's real when you decide what you put in your mouth. It's real when you stop giving up control for your health to someone whose advertising budget is trying to dictate your choices. You get to decide, right? If it's true that every bite of food we take or every sip of beverage we consume is either fighting disease or feeding disease, wouldn't it make sense if you said, wow, you know, instead of that Coca-Cola or that Diet Sprite, trust me, diet sodas are no better than regular sodas. Your brain gets the same message either way, and you still get fat both ways. Doesn't matter. Diet or regular, doesn't matter. Fat, 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 fat. Inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. Doesn't matter. Don't do it. But isn't it crazy to think that if your body's thirsty, it's really not looking for a trough of soda. It's looking for water. It's looking for water. So if our emotional states, including depression, anxiety, fatigue, sense of well-being, and daily function can be improved on a plant-based diet, wouldn't you want that? And if you're here to get what you want, isn't vibrant health among the top things that you could possibly do in your life and in the life of your family to help everyone get what they want? Wow. You know, Zig Ziglar said, as long as we help enough other people get what they want, we will get what we want to. I loved Zig Ziglar. He was so amazing. Now, only one way of eating has ever been proven to reverse heart disease in the majority of patients, and that is a diet centered around whole plant foods. If that's the only thing that a whole food plant-based diet could do, reverse our number one killer, shouldn't that be the default diet until proven otherwise? The fact that it may also be effective in treating, preventing, and arresting other leading killers seems to make the case for plant-based eating simply overwhelming. Wow. But what about aging? You know, we're old people here in Brookings Harbor. I mean, technically, you know, this is sort of a retirement community. So you might be kind of thinking, well, it's too late for me. You know, I don't know if I can do this. It's kind of late for me. I you know, I'm in my 60s or whatever. Gary didn't even go vegan until he was 60, right? He didn't even do it till he was 60. And his health has vastly improved. Remember gout? Gone. Done. He doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't take that stuff, that allopurinol. He doesn't take that. High blood pressure in our family doesn't exist, you know? And remember, I don't know if I've told you the story. I think I have. That I moved across the country and I took a job and I moved across the country and I was managing an account, a big account. And I was living in Florida and I literally got off the plane and I had asthma. Bam! Just like got off the plane and I was diagnosed with asthma. And it was bad. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I was shocked. I was like, what? I mean, this was just like 3 years ago. So I was 55. I never had asthma my whole entire life. Where did this show up? I was vegan and everything. I was like, I'm vegan for God's sake. Why would I have asthma? Well, I had no idea that stress caused asthma. I didn't know that. So I go to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh yeah, you know, you've got asthma. And I'm not even exaggerating. Here's the 8 medications we want to put you on to help you with the asthma. There were antibiotics and steroids and inhalers. And I mean, 8 things, a regimen of albuterol and one of those little puffy pipey thingies with the steam air and all of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is what I do now because I'm 55 and now I have asthma. And I kind of went with the program for, I don't know, 5 days. And I said, are you freaking kidding? No, not just no, but hell no. And I can say hell no on the radio. Not just no, but hell no. I am not going down that path, not doing it. I still suffered. The asthma didn't go away. It wasn't until I removed myself from the stressful environment that the asthma went away. So I was able to fix it. But you know, most of us in our vicinity here are older people. And a six-year study, this is Dr. Greger says, that a six-year study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found three behaviors exerted enormous impact on mortality: not currently smoking, consuming a healthier diet, and moderately exercising at least 21 minutes a day. You can do this. This is not rocket science. And it's really, I told you earlier, is it easy to just quit eating animal proteins? It's not, but can you do it? You can. It's literally just a decision. And you've heard me say this too, apples can be transformative in your life. But do you think you eat more apples than you do? Do you buy them, let them rot, and throw them over the cliff or out into the yard or throw them into a horse pasture? What are you doing with your apples? Eat apples. Eat bananas and cherries and blueberries and peaches. And if you can't find them fresh this time of year, which you can't, go to Grocery Outlet. They have an amazing supply of frozen organic fruits. Pick those up anywhere. You can eat the things that are going to support your health and longevity. People with one of the three behaviors, those were smoking, consuming a healthier diet, and moderately exercising at least 20 minutes a day, had a 40% lower risk of dying within a six-year period, right? Because that was a six-year study. Those with two out of three more than halved their chances of dying, and those with all three reduced their chances of dying in that six-year period by 82%. That's crazy. What else can we do? A similar study measured how much vitamin C subjects had in their bloodstreams, as vitamin C level was considered a good biomarker of plant food intake and hence was used as a proxy for a healthy diet. The drop in mortality risk among those with healthier habits was equivalent to being 14 years younger. It's like turning back the clock 14 years just by eating and living healthier. Wow. How else might we slow aging? The mitochondrial theory of aging suggests that free radical damage to our cell's power source, which is the mitochondria, leads to a loss of cellular energy and function over time. According to the theory, the resulting cellular damage is what essentially causes aging. Aging and disease have been thought of as the oxidation of the body. The oxidation of the body, think about that for a second. It's like rusting. We're rusting our bodies from the inside. Oxidative stress is thought to be why we all get wrinkles, why we lose some of our memory, why our organ systems break down as we get older. Basically, the theory goes that we're rusting. So eating antioxidant-rich foods may slow down this oxidative process. On average, plant foods may contain 64 times more antioxidants than animal foods, including a variety of fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices. Each meal continuously floods our body with antioxidants to help ward off stroke and other age-related diseases. You know what's kind of fun is there's another app that you can get. So on Dr. Greger's nutritionfacts.org, you're going to go to your phone, you're going to type this in, Daily Dozen, you're going to get that app. You're going to see these things that he has in there. He wants you to do 24 servings, if you will, every day. And there's servings of things like berries, beans, water is a pretty important one, veggies, fruits, you know, he's nuts and seeds, spices. He's got all that in there. And there's servings of exercise in there too. But what I want you to consider is if you can check off, and this is really kind of cool. You know, think about when you were a kid, and I still do this for Gary sometimes. He's 62 now, but he still gets a star chart once in a while. And I like star charts, like literally on my calendar when I do exercise, boom, there's a big green line on that. It's a green line. Green means go, I'm doing the right thing. And it's a visual reminder. Well, if you use this Daily Dozen app, it becomes a visual and a digital reminder that's super easy to do. How many times a day do you pick up your phone? Research says that on average, people pick up their phones 86 times a day. 86 times a day. Could one of those times, or four of them, or six of them, be when you go on to the Daily Dozen app and boom, 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 click off what you did to support your health and vibrant living today? I want to say vibrancy. So health and vibrancy. What about that? You click those off and then all of a sudden you've got this little tech reminder of what you're doing that's good and helpful and supportive of your goals for health and longevity. How cool is that? Another tool I want to encourage you to use is something called Chronometer. There's no H in chronometer. So it's C-R, O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R, Chronometer. It's a free app. It's on the App Store. And it's super cool because you can go right in there and put down your actual foods. And check this out. If you're like one of those people like, I don't want to have to put the day, I don't want to do it. You can scan a barcode off of something healthy. Come on, make it healthy. Make it a can of low fat, low salt, minestrone soup, all organic vegetables or whatever. You know, maybe you're using something like the corn, Q-U-O-R-N vegan chicken meatless patties that are pretty amazing. And I really want you to move away from all of those kinds of transitional foods and into truly a whole food plant-based lifestyle. But what if you have a package of pinto beans and you're going to get ready to cook those? You can scan the barcode, boom, that information is going to fill into Chronometer. And now you can be able at the end of the day to pull up a nutrition summary. And usually when I do this, and I do it all the time, I pull out the nutrition summary and I find that I've had at least 200% of the daily recommendation for fiber. What is fiber? It's undigestible material that your gut bugs love. It's gut bug food. So when you have good gut bugs in there and you're feeding them, you feel better. Your digestion is better. Your elimination process is better. Consuming fruits and veggies, Dr. Greger says, and not smoking has also been associated with longer protective telomeres, the caps on the tips of our chromosomes that keep DNA from unraveling. Think of the plastic tips on the ends of shoelaces. That's what telomeres are sort of like. Each time our cells divide, a bit of that cap is lost. Telomeres can start shortening as soon as we're born, and when they're gone, we're gone. The food we eat may impact how fast we lose our telomeres. Consumption of refined grains, soda, meat, and dairy has been linked to shortened telomeres, while fruit, vegetable, and other antioxidant-rich plant food intake has been associated with longer ones. What does that mean? Longer telomeres, better aging. Better aging. And what are the other things that we get from a whole food, plant-based lifestyle? How about we don't get too fat? I mean, hey, have you ever seen a fat vegan? Sure, they exist. You know why? Because there's so much vegan junk food out there now. In fact, the internet is full of memes that say things that shows like SpongeBob driving under the sea, and he's got this look of hope and glory in his eyes, and it shows him and it says, me as a vegan on my way to get a fat-free, gluten-free vegan donut. So yeah, those things exist, and your goal is not to eat vegan junk food. It's to eat a whole food, plant-based nutrition program that will support health. Because what about obesity? Dr. Greger says that the Mayo Clinic defines obesity, a common U.S. condition, as having an excessive amount of body fat. The U.S. National Institute of Health defines obesity as a body mass index, or BMI, of 30 or more. 1 in 3 American adults is obese, 7 times the rate of China, and 8 times more than Japan. Wow. Did I ever tell you I studied Japanese for 3 years? I totally used to be fluent in Japanese. Let me think if I can say anything to you in Japanese because it'd be kind of fun. Let's see. Watashi wa sannenju no mae ni Nebara daikoku de nihongo wo benkyou shimashita. Demo zenzen wasuremashita. Yeah, I just said that. I just told you in Japanese that about 30-some years ago, I studied Japanese at the University of Nevada, Reno, but I've forgotten everything. I forgot everything but that. Although, guess what? Dun, dun, dun. I'm studying Japanese again because you know what? It's fun. And keeping your brain active is pretty darn important as we age. In fact, keeping your brain active and learning something new is part of how we all continue to reduce our aging. Because aging, when you start talking about dementia and memory loss and that kind of stuff, your brain is like a muscle. So the more you activate it, the younger it stays. Now, Dr. Greger says the annual cost attributable to obesity among full-time U.S. employees is estimated at $70 billion. Obesity is associated with serious health problems, including heart disease. Oh my gosh, this list is long. I can't wait to read it. I'm going to read it fast. Ready? Obesity is associated with serious heart problems, health problems, including heart disease, diabetes, heart attack, prostate enlargement, reduced female fertilization rates, gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and cancer. Whew! Obesity can both stress a person's joints and degrade a person's cartilage. Whoa! A form of low-grade systemic inflammation called metaflammation is associated with obesity. Wow! Wow! Man, the U.S. obesity epidemic extends to children. And why? Because what are we feeding them? We're feeding them the standard American diet, and we just think, oh, this is our culture. It's what we eat. Kids love Happy Meals. They want to go to Wendy's. They love to go to the fast food places. Well, they love it because they've been introduced to it. They love it because it's a continuous flow of calories, more calories than they need, into their bodies from people who love them. They love it because they get to go there. They love it because when they go to those places, they get a sugar rush, a dopamine and serotonin rush in their brain that says, yeah, more. And the craveability experts in those businesses want our kids hooked. Why? Because remember, rant coming, ready? That the people who are helping make us fat are also the people on the other end with the drugs that help us at the end of life. They're making money on both ends of the transaction. Now, look, I'm a capitalist. I dig capitalism. I love profit. I think it's awesome. I don't dig it at the expense of people's health, and especially not when you do it at both ends of the transaction. Like, hey, we're going to help you get really, really sick, and then we're going to be ready on the other end to give you some medicine to help you get maybe a little bit better before you die. Wouldn't it be the ultimate insult to find out they were also in the burial, cremation, and embalming business? I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, rant over. Only one in 1,000 American children eats a healthy diet. A likely cause of the childhood obesity epidemic and the dramatic rise in childhood diabetes. The availability of large portions of junk food appears to be linked to this obesity trend. Babies who are fed milk formula have a higher obesity rate than babies who are breastfed. The food industry has helped promulgate the erroneous message that inactivity, rather than consumption of manufactured calorie-rich, nutrient-poor foods, is the prime cause of obesity. You ever talked about fake news? I got to read that again. You got to hear that again. The food industry has helped promulgate the erroneous message that inactivity, rather than the consumption of manufactured calorie-rich, nutrient-poor foods, is the prime cause of obesity. Wow. Food and beverage intake, along with calorie overconsumption, are actually more important than physical activity in weight maintenance and loss. Food and beverage intake, along with calorie overconsumption, are more important than physical activity in weight maintenance and loss. Wow. Intake of chicken meat, which has over 10 times the calories of fat of chickens 100 years ago, may contribute to obesity risk. Why is that? Why, if you took a chicken 100 years ago and you take a chicken today and you compare the meat chicken to chicken, you know, everybody's eating that chicken. Why is it 10 times more fat now? Why? Well, because they feed these guys super heavy-duty amounts of medicines, including antibiotics, that make the chickens fat. Antibiotics make people fat too. But they make chickens fat, and then you consume that, you eat the antibiotics, guess what's going to happen to you too? Consumption of milk, refined grains, meat, and fish contaminated with industrial pollutants may also raise obesity risk. Dairy, meat, eggs, and junk foods all raise the activity of the TOR enzyme, which appears to be linked to obesity risk. Industrial pollutants that may build up in our body fat from diet may help explain the link between obesity and diabetes. And endocrine-disrupting chemicals in foods and increased uric acid levels from meat and sugar intake may increase obesity risk. Do you hear this? Like, every sentence I'm reading says, may increase obesity risk, may increase obesity risk, may increase obesity risk. Is it getting through? This stuff causes problems for us, for our bodies. Not getting a good night's sleep is another potential risk factor. Oh, but there's a medicine for that. A review of common slimming supplements showed that they were not effective for weight loss. But guess what? A plant-based diet can help prevent and treat obesity and other serious health conditions. Plant-based diets appear to protect against metabolic syndrome and may foster the kinds of gut bacteria linked to reduced obesity risk. Breastfeeding infants may help protect them
against subsequent obesity for over 30 years. Green tea, beans, whole grains, and fiber from various sources may also help lower obesity risk. Fiber-consuming bacteria in the gut create the compounds propionate and butyrate, which appear to have an anti-obesity effect. Research has associated nut and dried fruit intake with lower obesity risk. Wow! All that stuff blows me away. And you know what? Wow, so what if you don't have dried fruit? Well, could you invest in a little dehydrator and dehydrate your own fruit? That's a really cool thing to do. You know what I love to do? In fact, on my counter at home right now is 2 pounds of mushrooms being dehydrated in a little dehydrator that I got on Amazon for like $80. It was pretty inexpensive. And why do I do that? Because mushrooms have a lot of really strong nutritional values going for them. They're amazing. And when you want something savory and awesome, like, you know, I'm recording this episode today, Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And tomorrow, when we have our Thanksgiving feast, which will be a completely vegan, plant-based feast, you know what? That's not entirely true. We're going to serve a roast, a corn, Q-U-O-R-N roast. It has a little bit of egg whites in it. I hate that it has it in there. I wish it didn't. I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and have that on Thanksgiving as my pretend turkey, you know, my upgraded turkey, if you will. But it's going to be smothered in this amazing fat-free mushroom gravy. And so what I do is I dehydrate the mushrooms. They're dehydrating right now on my counter in this little dehydrator. And then I put them in a food processor and I powder them. And I know this sounds like a lot of work, but guess what? It's not easy. I said it, you know, it can be simple. You literally make the decision to go plant-based. Doesn't mean it's easy. I mean, there's a lot of work involved. It's so much easier to just drive through McDonald's and get a Big Mac and fries and a chocolate shake. That's easy. That's super easy. What's not easy is personal leadership. What's not easy is saying, I demand my rightful health and vibrancy. That's not easy because the whole world is conspiring against you. You know, if you walk into your local hardware store, are there baskets of apples, oranges, and bananas for you? No. But there are racks and racks of Milky Ways and pretzel M&Ms and, you know, all kinds of amazing chocolates and chips and popcorn. Oh, they give you popcorn for free at the bank and the hardware store. If you go on Friday, you can go one and then go across the street to the other and have popcorn in both locations. Not healthy. Not healthy. Hey, what if they were to give us oranges? Wow, what a concept. Whew. Okay, rant. Rant. Can't help it. It's because I'm passionate, guys. It's because I've seen what this can do in my own body, in my husband's own body, in the bodies of people that make the decision. They glow. They glisten. Their skin looks great. They can move better. Their eyes are sparkly. Now, this is interesting. Dr. Greger says that Milan, a member of the NutritionFacts.org community, told me her story recently, he said. When she was 30, she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Having struggled with obesity all her life, she had tried nearly every fad diet, but not surprisingly, would quickly gain weight back, whatever she had lost. Milan's parents, brother, and aunt were also diabetic, so she figured her own diagnosis was inevitable. She thought there was nothing she could do. Her initial diagnosis was in 1970, and she had lived as a diabetic for 2 decades. And then, in the 1990s, she switched to an entirely plant-based diet. Today, her energy levels are better than ever, she looks and feels younger, and she's finally been able to maintain a healthy weight. Now, Milan didn't find some wonder drug or trademarked diet. She simply decided to eat healthier food. Type 2 diabetes has been referred to as the 21st century's Black Death in terms of its exponential spread around the world and devastating health impacts. Instead of the bubonic plague, though, its pathological agents may be high-fat and high-calorie diets. Type 2 diabetes, however, is almost always preventable. I'm going to say that again. Type 2 diabetes, however, is almost always preventable, often treatable, and sometimes even reversible through diet and lifestyle changes. Like other leading killers, especially heart disease and high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes may be an unfortunate consequence of our dietary choices. There is hope, though. Even if you already have diabetes, through lifestyle changes, you may be able to achieve a complete remission of type 2 diabetes, even if you've been suffering with the disease for decades. Wow. I'm going to tell a story that someone told me, and it's about a guy who attended a presentation, learned about plant-based nutrition, was so super hyper excited, went up to the presenter at the end and said, wow, you won't even believe this, but I changed to a plant-based diet. You won't believe what happened. He had a sore on his foot, had no idea the sore was there. The sore got bigger, bigger, bigger. He went to the doctor. The doctor said, wow, this is an ulcer from complications of diabetes. We're going to have to amputate your leg. Drew the line on the skin where they were going to do an amputation. And the guy swapped off to plant-based eating and avoided an amputation. The doc actually took the black Sharpie out and drew the dotted line on the guy's leg. And he was like, no, 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 not going to do that. Look, people who eat a plant-based diet have been found to have just a small fraction of the diabetes rates seen in those who regularly eat meat. As diets become increasingly plant-based, there appears to be a stepwise drop in diabetes rates. Based on a study of 89,000 Californians, flexitarians, which are people who eat meat maybe once a week rather than daily, appear to cut their rate of diabetes by 28%. And those who cut out all meat except fish appear to cut their rates in half. But what about those eliminating all meat, including fish? They appear to eliminate 61% of their risk. And those who go a step farther and drop eggs and dairy too, they may drop their diabetes rates 78% compared with people who eat meat on a daily basis. Now look, we hammered on a lot of information today. And I want you to think in terms of meat and liquid meat. Meat and liquid meat. Cheese, sour cream, ice cream, milk, and eggs are all liquid meats. Your goal is to get the animal proteins out of your body. We started this conversation by saying that these are chemical carcinogens. They are like kerosene. You would not drink kerosene. Do not be lulled into a sense of safety that these proteins are okay. They're not. The bottom line is they're not. And you're in charge. If it's true that every bite of food or drink that we consume is either fighting disease or feeding disease, then you alone get to decide. And that's the beauty of this. You alone get to decide what goes into your body. You alone are in charge what's on the end of your fork. You alone hold the key to deciding what you can do from this moment forward. You've got a lot of information now. Don't take my word for it. Go to nutritionfacts.org. Do your own study. Your health is worth it. I'm Misty Young. This is the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining me today on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. We're back to the nutrition stuff. We're going to be finishing strong. We really appreciate you, and we'll see you again soon on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Thanks a lot.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.